Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q2 FY24 earnings conference call of AVG Logistics Limited, hosted by Kirin Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Bhavik Vaghela from Kirin Advisors Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the AVG Logistics Limited Q2 FY24 conference call. From the management side, we have Mr. Sanjay Gupta, Managing Director and CEO, and Mr. Himanshu Sharma, CFO. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Sanjay Gupta. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon. I am Sanjay Gupta. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to our inaugural conference call as we gather to discuss AVG Logistics Limited's financial performance for the quarter FY24. It is a great honor to address you all. Before we deliver into the specifics of Q2 FY24, allow me to provide a concise overview of our company and its business model. AVG Logistics Limited, founded in 2010, is a leading multimodal sustainable solution provider in India. We are specialized in providing customized and technology-driven solutions for transportation, warehousing, and supply chain management. Our dedicated team, coupled with a fleet of modern vehicles, allows us to offer customized and technology-driven logistics services. A key component of our service offering is a third-party logistics service where we excel in road and rail transportation, including reefer transportation, handling temperature-sensitive items, and managing warehousing. Our extensive network spans over 50 branches across India, ensuring a wide-reaching and reliable presence of our clients. Some of the country's leading companies, including Nestlé, HUL, DF Group, Apollo Tyres, JK Tyre, ITC, Airtel. Some of the country's leading companies, including Nestlé, HUL, DF Group, Apollo Tyres, JK Tyre, ITC, Airtel, MRF Tyres, Jubilant Foods, UltraTech Cement, Coca-Cola, and many others have entrusted us with their logistics needs. Their choice reflects the confidence that they place in AVG Logistics Limited to deliver dependable and efficient service. Behind our success is a team of our more than 400 skilled professionals who tirelessly work round the clock. Their dedication ensures that AVG Logistics provides 24/7 integrated logistics service across various industries in India. We are working for Nepal and Bangladesh also. Our fleet comprises over 3,000 vehicles, a mix of owned and hired. We have 500 of our own vehicles and 2,500 hired vehicles, allowing us to navigate the details of transportation effectively. Moreover, we manage more than 800,000 sq ft warehouse space, offering not just storage but a range of value-added services to cater to the unique requirements of our esteemed customers. This includes additional services that go beyond the basics, ensuring a comprehensive and client-centric approach. AVG Logistics Limited is not just about logistics. We are a dynamic force working to shape a future filled with reliable and efficient supply chain solutions. Every step we take is aimed at ensuring business experience, seamless and dependable logistics service, contributing to their overall success. With the continuous focus on our multimodal and reefer business, our expansion efforts, including the introduction of a new business subsidiary, Galaxy Packers and Movers, and a partnership with AVG Sunil Logistics Liquid Transport, acquiring new clients, especially in the consumable industry. It is a significant aspect of our strategy. We choose business wisely to ensure a good profit margin. Over a period of time, we developed ourselves as an FMCG logistics company, as there is
no effect of recession and every other things on FMCG industry, and we grow around 15 to 20% year on year as historically. In the first time of the year, we generated cash of rupees 35 crore from our operation. Looking at the second half, we are optimistic because of increased demand during festival and higher production in FMCG sector towards the end of the year. Our company is determined to keep growing just like it has in the past. So this is the speech from our side, and now I will hand over to our CFO, Mr. Himanshu Sharma, to take for some financial results. After that, you may ask for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Good afternoon and very warm welcome to everyone on this inaugural call of ABG Logistics Limited. So in the H1 financial year 24, we reported revenue of 218.7 crore, which is 5.09% more than H1 financial year 23. The EBITDA is 40.37 crore and EBITDA margin has increased from 15.7% to 18.4%. The PAT is 4.25 crore and the PAT margin has increased from 0.48% to 1.94%. The EPS has increased from 0.85 rupees to 3.61 rupees in the H1 financial year 24. Coming into the quarterly financial, the quarter 2 financial 24, we have reported revenue of 117.9 crore, which is 6.25% more than Q2 financial year 23. The EBITDA is 21.3 crore and EBITDA margin has increased from 15.04% to 18.13%. The PAT is 1.72 crore and the PAT margin has increased from 0.81% to 1.46%. The EPS has increased from 0.77 rupees to 1.46 rupees in the Q2 financial year 24. And now we invite you to share your questions and comments as we open the floor for question and answer session. Your participation is valuable and we are eager to address any inquiries you may have. Thank you for your patience and being an integral part of our journey.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Vinay Chaudhary from MK Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, good afternoon and congratulations on the inaugural call. I had the question on the side of gross margins. On the road side, we have reefer as well as the dry trucks. So what would be the margin difference, differential margin for both of these?
Yeah, the answer is that in the reefer business, we have a good margin because of the huge investment and there is less competition in the reefer business. So margin is around 28 to 30% in the reefer business. And in dry business, we are having a margin of 18 to 20% gross margin.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
So that's why we are thinking and increasing our business in the reefer business.
Okay. So all the expansion is will be in the reefer business.
Yeah, yeah. Our plans for like that, we are looking toward that line. We are working to increase our PAT.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Rohit Suresh from Samatva Investments. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question would be, if you look at from FY22 to FY23, there's been a significant jump in our EBITDA and gross margins. Could you indicate what are the reasons why you saw such a big jump in our margins?
Yeah, actually, in 2022, we are registered in SME platform, where the balance sheet is basically made on basis of the IGAAP. In March 2023, May 2023, we have shifted to the main board, whereas the balance sheet are shifted at the Ind AS formula. There is a change of balance sheet in from IGAAP to Ind AS formula. Hence, these are the first time implementation as per the accounting system.
Okay. On a like-to-like basis, what would be our margins for FY21-22, just for comparison?
Himanshu ji, can you please explain the answer to the question?
Yes, sure. I think the right guidance on this PBT and PAT will give, which has also improved significantly. We have closed 2023 with 8.33 crores of the PAT. Yeah.
No, sir, I get it. Like, on the EBITDA margins or gross margins, I just want to know for, because you said because of Ind AS, the accounting system has changed. Just for a comparison sake, so if you could give me FY22, a like-to-like, if, you know, it would be helpful to compare what the margins are, how it moved from FY22 to FY23.
Are these figure ready with us, Himanshu?
Yes. Yes, sir. We'll have to refer the 2022 number actually.
Yeah.
PAT has improved. See, I mean, EBITDA has roughly improved by 8% due to this implementation, and PAT has improved approximately 2%. That is the change of Ind AS 116, where right of use assets are being created and which has given impact on EBITDA and interest, whereas the PAT level shows the real improvement which we did from 2022-2023.
Got it. What will be the reason for that? That's my main question. What would be the reason for the improvement in our margins last one year?
Yeah. That is from the cost saving initiative which we are taking in the company. That is giving a improvement in the PAT.
Got it. Okay, sir. Thanks. My second question would be, historically our warehousing share has been pretty low. It hasn't increased. If I'm not wrong, the margins in the warehousing part is much more than the transportation part. Like, do we plan to increase the warehousing revenues or what is the plan? Will our focus will be more on the transportation part and less on the warehousing part, or do you see any change in the mix right now?
Yes. We are planning to increase the warehousing area also. As of now, we are having business of 8 lakh sq ft, which we have developed over a period of last five to six years, and we are planning to make it double in next three years.
Double in three years. Okay. Okay. Got it. Okay. Sir, just one more question would be on the rail segment. You highlighted you have a lease with CONCOR India, and there's a potential to, you know, generate around 600 crores of revenue. If you could give me a timeline on, like by when on an annualized basis, how much on year-on-year over a period of time, or do you expect it to take some time for it to ramp up the revenues from the rail segment?
No, sir. Isn't what you will see, if you see our journey, the company was started the business in 2010. Historically, we have increased our business 15%-20% historically during the last 12-13 years. One or two years it was less. Now, the time has come and a lot of business opportunities are coming up. 600 crore, we are, our target is in March 2025 is around 750 crore.
Okay. Got it.
Because of two, three new identity and companies we have made, and entire business we are doing under one umbrella of ABG Logistics. So we will targeting around 750 crore in March 25.
So that will be contributed to the increase in reefer business and the rail segment, right? Major.
Yeah, because our transportation business we are keeping in the same level. So as of now, for example, 80% business in transportation, 75% and 15% is in reefer. And now we are increasing, reefer is 25% and warehousing is 5-6% to 10%. So, and around 2-3% is packer and mover and liquid logistic also. So overall, the business will increase on other sector and transportation will remain same. Ultimately, down the line, the transportation percentage will come down and reefer and other areas will improve.
Got it. Sir, on PAT level, if you could give any guidance, what kind of numbers, like in FY25, you indicate 750 crores or top line. In terms of profitability, if you could guide something on that basis,
it is increasing day by day. So since we are focusing on reefer business and warehousing and packer and mover, they are high margin business, and we are thinking to make it around 30 to 35 crore in March 25.
30 to 35. Got it. Great. So just one more question. The Tripura warehouse that we had right now, it is not functioning, right? If I'm not wrong, for some time, or what is the issue? Like is it a new warehouse? If I'm not wrong, as per my understanding, it was an older warehouse facing some issues. So if you could just give me some clarity what's happening there.
No. We have two type of model. One is we are taking the vehicle warehouse on lease and giving it to the customer as per the requirement. So out of the 8 lakh square feet which we have, around 5.5 lakh is the leased model. That is called light asset model. And around 2.5 lakh we have our own. Out of that, 80,000 Mysore is already in function. And Agartala, around 50,000 is coming. It is almost complete. And it will come up with in January 24th, next 2 months.
January 24th. Got it. Yeah. Okay. So just I had one last bookkeeping question. If you could just in the multimodal multimodal segment that you indicated in the presentation, how much will be road and how much will be rail? So I just wanted to know how much is rail right now. How much does it contribute revenue?
So actually we have signed an agreement with railway of around 500 crore in the next 6 years. So that business will give us around 100 crore per annum from the railways and 110 crore by railways, and balance will be by road.
So has the business already started? So
yes, already started. Sir, already started. In last year it was little bit less, but in this current year it will have full year, it will be in train.
Okay, so 100-110 crores are expected from railway business. Okay.
Yes.
And so the margins on the rail, how compared to the road, are they much higher, gross margin?
Yeah, it's a higher and less margin is higher. And another one good thing is that we may able to give the good service to our customer because of the less dependency on the market. So market vehicle, what is happening, there is a shortage of the drivers in the industry. So to come out from that situation, we as a early bird entered into a long-term contract with railways, so that for the long haulage, and for the short haulage we are using trucks, and long haulage like Delhi, Bangalore, Hyderabad, Guwahati, Bangalore, Guwahati, the long distance we are using train.
Got it. So just one last question was on the reefer part. So as we are expanding the reefers, are we, like, I would like to know, one, first thing on the reefers, how much, like, are we going to invest? Because if I'm not wrong, the number of reefers available in the market is low. So are we planning to, you know, purchase, or are we on the lease model? So are we going to invest?
So, yeah. Actually, we have already invested in 250 vehicles. And now onwards, what we are thinking and making some solution, we are partnering the drivers. So now the driver which we are working with us from more than 5 years or so, which people are good people, we are making them from driver to owner. So it will be a light asset model for us, and we will attach those vehicles with the our company. So model will like this, driver to owner, and after 5-6 years the vehicle will be theirs, and we will give them the business guarantee, and they will take the loan from the bank, and we will give the comfort letter for the business purpose, not for the guarantee from the company side.
Got it. Sir, and do we also plan to get into cold chain storage, or right now our focus?
Yes, we are already doing for Nestle India, and now we are applying for land in Khurda in Odisha and Nagpur in Maharashtra for storage of ice cream and chocolates. We are getting the subsidy of around 40% on the cold storage. So hence we have decided to make at least 2-3 cold store in pan-India basis, like where the land is available from the government side, where we can get the subsidy also 40%.
Got it. Sir, how much will be Nestle of our total business right now? Or top three, if you could give me like...
Actually, if you see, top three customers is giving us the revenue of around 45%. Nestle total is around 22% of our business.
Got it. Great. So, sir, thank you so much for answering all my questions in detail, and wishing you all the very best. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Chinmay Rani from Cogens Invest. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. So we were just talking about like reefer business and a new model. So what kind of a margin expansion you expect from this move? So my question was, like you were talking about the new business model, like making from the driver to the owner, and making it the asset light. So what kind of a margin expansion you expect from this kind of a business strategy?
So it will be light asset model. So as of now, if we make our own vehicle, we are getting the margin of around 30-32%.
Okay.
And in this business, in light asset model, the driver which we are making the owner will take some margin around 5-6%.
Okay.
So now we need not to pay the salary to them, and they will partner in our business. So now our margin will little bit reduced by 5%. So our margin will be around 27% instead of 32%.
Okay.
Because investment in operating and business guarantee will be given by us.
Okay. Your operational expenses will be reduced to that extent.
Yeah, so only the fixed expenses and the books will be light, and otherwise this our depreciation etc. will not come in our books.
So you were explaining something.
Yeah, so what we are doing, we are talking to our drivers, and we are going to engage 50 vehicles, and the name of the scheme is driver to owner. So we are talking to banks and on their behalf, and we also make a policy that one driver should not have more than 2 vehicles.
Okay, and this 150 vehicle will be serviced to you, according to
that. Yeah, and they will be used in our business only.
And this is in addition to our existing fleet.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. You talked about that you had invested in some 250 reefer business. So what was the investment in this reefer vehicle? You did it for the in the past few months.
So one vehicle carrying that 18-ton material is costing us around 52 to 52 lakhs.
Oh,
there is a three type of cost. One is the AC container and AC air conditioned equipment and vehicle cost.
Okay. And so you were talking about a multi-model business. So how much revenue expansion you expect going with this model?
Yeah, our 30% business in transportation we are doing by multimodal logistic only, whereas we are using road and rail both.
Okay. And do you expect it to go from 30% to upwards?
Up to 50%.
Up to 50%. And how many years?
Next 1 or 2 years.
Next one.
Because nowadays what is happening, that everyone, customers are asking for some carbon footprint reduction and sustainability,
uh-huh,
and shortage of drivers, and the cost of the toll tax is increasing day by day. For example, if we are coming from Mumbai to Delhi, earlier we are paying only 4,000-5,000 rupees per trip as a toll tax, but now it is increased to 8,000-9,000 rupees per trip.
Okay. But that would have been transferable to the client, right?
No, no. This toll tax is a part of rate.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, sir. Thank you so much. I'll come back in a few. And all the best.
Yeah.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Sajal Gupta from FE Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes. Good afternoon, Sanjay. Congratulations for your first call. And I just wanted to understand a few things.
Yeah.
First of all, you said that what is the current year turnover you are expecting in the current year? And next year, I think you said 725 crores turnover you're talking of.
Yeah.
So is this
the... We are expecting around 525 crores this year, sir.
This year. So that means you're talking of approximately a 40% jump in turnover next year.
Yes, sir.
So that means
because we are adding our 2-3 business, extra business, like packer and movers and liquid logistics, which we are not doing presently. So these business have a lot of scope and less competition and high margins. So hence we have decided to enter into the new line of business, which is comes under the logistic industry only.
So this... out of this 200 crore jump in turnover, so you expect a major part of that coming from these new business lines?
Yeah, it's partly like 15 to 20% we are increasing every year from our present business, and balance,
okay,
like if we are increasing 520 crore this year, so 100 crore will be coming from the transportation, and around 100 crore from these 3-4 identity it will come.
Okay. So that means what I foresee is that your EBITDA margins will also start moving going forward, because of the new additions of the business. Because I think what would be an average EBITDA margin for a business like movers and packers and, you know, the other business, your liquid business? Are they much higher than what you are doing right now?
Yeah, transportation business is having competition. So presently we are doing the EBITDA margin of around 17 to 18%. But in packer and mover, it is around 30%. And liquid logistics also, it is around 25 to 30%. So what will happen, if we do business of 25 and 30% business EBITDA margin, so our overall, it will jump from 18% to 22% life.
Okay.
Yeah.
My second question to you is that our profit after tax, there's a line item of some share of 1.19 lakhs. I don't have the exact figure in front of me. There's a loss of that. What is the nature of that transaction? What is this loss?
Yeah, actually, this is not a loss, sir. It is an accounting issue. Accounting issues like that, we had invested some amount in around 8-9 crore in 2018 as a project of warehousing in Delhi with our company called NDR AVG Business Park. So that company is coming up with the InvIT. So hence the now we have shifted this company in the Ind AS formula. So this is an accounting issue with the Ind AS and ICAS formula. And now since we have already sold out our 25% stake in this company, this amount will be reversed by the next quarter, sir.
Oh, okay.
So this will be reversed, and the benefit of the profit will come up in the quarter 3.
Okay. That's perfect.
So this is not a loss. It is just an accounting matter, and it will reverse because the money around 18 crore profit coming up with the NDR-EVG. So this amount will reverse and profit will also come in this quarter only.
Perfect. Perfect. Fine, sir. Thank you so much and wish you all the good luck for the future.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Shubhankar Oza from SKS Capital and Research Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So just quickly on the borrowing figure, I mean, what is our current debt and what will be the peak debt number after this CapEx that we are doing right now?
Yeah, in March 2023, I think our total debt was around 110 crore, including the CC limit of 50 crore. So CC 50 crore and 60 crore for the warehousing and fleet vehicles loan, which we are paying regularly and warehousing. So in September 2023, it is around 95 crore. So the debt is around 95 to 96 crore as of now, including the CC of 50 crore, which we are using for customers.
Okay. And this is the peak number? I mean,
110 crore, 115 crore was the peak. Now it is reduced to 95, 96 crore.
Okay. Okay. And, yeah, I mean, that was it. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Anurag Agrawal from Agrawal Analytical Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So I just wanted to understand, there is this lumpiness towards the March end quarter that a lot of our margins shoot up during that quarter across a few years. I've noticed that. Could you just explain me what is the reason behind that?
Manshuji, can you explain that?
Yes, sir. Thank you. So, yeah, thank you, Anurag. Compared to previous years, certainly with the growth in the company, we are always working on the cost-cutting measures. And with that, we have worked with a lot of banks, I mean, all the banks to reduce the bank charges, operating side, I mean, all the cost-cutting initiatives, competitive scores, all those measures have been taken to improve the profitability. So our top line between 22 and 23 was almost same, but we were working to strengthen operation and we were like making ourselves for the growth of the company in the previous years. So this year, all those growths, we will be looking into the top line. And as sir mentioned that we are expecting roughly 525 crores of the top line this year.
That didn't answer my question. I asked, why do we see higher profitability during the March quarter, not the financial year? So like if there were cost efficiencies which were brought in, so that should have flowed in through the June quarter and September quarter as well, right? But if we have higher, so I can see EBITDA margins of about 35% during March quarter. And even in the previous year, March quarter, we had an EBITDA margin of about 32%. So I just wanted to understand, why do we have a higher profit margin during the March quarter? Is there something related to...
Yeah, it is a seasonality. And you know, the turnover is also increasing in the last quarter. Because we are working for the FMCG companies and our vehicles utilizations are much better and business is also growing by 15 to 20% in this quarter. Every year you see, na, the first half is always less and the second half is always good. And that our company like Nestle, HUL, etc., these all companies are having the target to and pushing lot of material in the last February, March. That's why better utilization of our assets and making more money, because our fixed costs are same. If we are able to run our vehicle more, we will earn more money.
Got it. Apart from that, sir, we recently entered into a JV with Sunil Transport.
Yeah.
Could you share some light regarding the size of their company, how much the size of their fleet that they have? What kind of traction do you see with this JV coming up?
Yeah. So actually, that company is having the experience of liquid logistics from last 50 years. And now the owner of Mr. Sunil Agarwal is having 50-55 vehicles with their own company. And they don't want to increase the business with their own company. So they need a help like company like us who is associated with railways and road. So hence, we have entered into contract with the 51% is AVG and 49% is Surya Transport. So now both operational part has been taken care by us, and marketing and some specialization required, which we are taking advice from Sunil Agarwal ji. So now we are expecting the business of around 50 crore rupees per annum in this company. So around 50-25 crore top line will come to us.
Okay. So one more question. We recently onboarded Ms. Daza as a strategic advisor in our company.
Gazal Kalra. Yes, Gazal Kalra.
Sorry, my bad. Yeah. So I believe she already was involved in a logistics company earlier. So I just wanted to know how would that help our company grow? What kind of, like, are we seeing more client wins through onboarding her or something like that?
Yeah. So Gazal Kalra is that ex-McKinsey. She has education in the Harvard, and McKinsey and these companies, what we are happening, sir, this she is a co-founder in Rivigo. So Rivigo is now no more in logistics. So we are using their best things which they are using in Rivigo company. So we are working towards sustainability and electric vehicle also.
Okay.
So she is guiding us on sustainability and how to make the process and systems of the company and use of the technology. Because now the time has come, since we are growing 20-15% year-on-year, and this year we may be able to close 520 crore all times. So we need some good person to guide us on the sustainability, technology, and what is the requirement of the customer. Customer is asking for like zero accident company and a lot of cameras and back camera, front camera. Lot of new things has come in the industry, which we are taking the advice and using the them in our company, implementing these systems, which will give us the better and preferred vendor of the multinational companies.
Got it. So you mentioned right now electric vehicle. So as
Yeah.
of now, as per my knowledge, I don't think there are much EVs in trucks and heavy vehicles in India. So like, are we aiming for last mile delivery, that kind of a
Yeah.
thing where we are trying to get in three-wheeler EVs and all that?
Yeah, earlier it is started from last 2-3 years. Earlier the private OEM like Elover and some other companies came up with three-wheeler. Now the company called this Tata has come up with the Tata S with the 800 kg to 1 ton. And another thing is happening, that one is a bigger vehicle of 35 to 40 ton of South Ka group head, Murugappa group. They have come up with the bigger vehicle. But the cost of that vehicle, because of the battery cost, is very high. Hence, we have started introducing electric vehicle, and the future is electric in by 2030. So we are waiting for some time to come up with bigger vehicle, and then immediately we will introduce electric vehicle as well in our company.
Okay. So right now we don't have any EV vehicles in our fleet, right?
We have only four, five vehicles we have for the last mile delivery.
Got it. And do you think, sir, this incorporating heavy vehicle EVs for like 40 tons or something like that, would that increase or decrease our margin? Like, how would that affect us?
No, no. Actually, the working formula is like that. We are working on a basis of investment basis, ROI basis. So if our diesel vehicle is costing us 50 lakh rupees and electric vehicle is costing us 1 crore, so we will save on electric diesel charges. So we have made some calculation and getting better margin because our operating costs are less in the electric.
Got it. So last one question. Forgive me for any inference. Sir, one of our clients, I don't want to name them, were involved in a lot of legal issues pertaining to taxation and billings and everything. And I just want to know, because transportation sector also has a lot of unorganized segment in India. So does that affect us in terms of billing?
No. What we did, sir? Actually, you will be seeing our balance sheet. We have appointed BDO, who is number 4 or 5 in India as of now as a auditor. So we are using our best practice and following best advocates and like this and taking best advice. So as of now, touch wood, we don't have any issue like this, and we are following the legal things.
Okay, got it. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Miraj from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, Sanjay sir. I just had one clarification regarding the NDR AVG InvIT that you said. There was some transaction that you were speaking about I couldn't understand. If you could please explain what exactly the transaction is and the 18 crore figure that you were talking about.
Thank you, sir. But actually, we have invested 7-8 crore rupees in 2018 and taken one plot from Delhi Metro for development of a warehouse in Delhi. So that is a prominent area, and we made one company called NDR AVG, where NDR has taken the 65% share and AVG has taken share of 35%. So now, after 18, the project need to complete by 22, but it got delayed because of the COVID in between. So now this project is completed and the rent has already started from the various multinational companies in this project. So our parent company of NDR, which we have 60% share, bringing up one InvIT of 2000 crore, and this project we are selling in the InvIT. So now this project we will come out after selling of our 25% share, and we will get 25 crore rupees, whereas 7 crore is our investment and 18 crore is profit. So 10% share will remain with the company, where we get around 15 or 14 lakh rupees per month rent from that company. Now you understand?
Understood. You said 14 to 15 lakh rupees per month as rent, right?
Yeah, and 18 crore one-time profit will come in this quarter.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and 1 on your phone now. We have a next question from the line of Vikas Verma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, sustainable PAT margin for peak revenue, 725 crore.
Pardon, sir?
Hello.
We are talking about March 25 and no, sir.
Then मैं ये कहना चाह रहा हूँ कि आपका जो target revenue है 725 करोड़, उसका PAT margin क्या रहेगा? या तो फिर sustainable PAT margin अगले 3 सालों के लिए क्या रहेगा?
उसमें मैंने बताया ना, सब 30-35 करोड़ के आसपास का प्रॉफिट है उसके अंदर, 5-6% का प्रॉफिट है उसमें.
और आगे फॉरवर्ड, आगे अगले 3 सालों के लिए मार्जिन, उसमें मार्जिन गाइडेंस.
हाँ, उसमें क्या है सर कि जैसे जैसे हम लोग का जो एसेट है अभी फ्री हो रहा है और अपने इंटरनल अक्रूअल से इंटरेस्ट पे कर रहे हैं एंड प्रॉफिट बढ़ रहा है एंड वी आर इंक्रीजिंग द डिफरेंट लाइन ऑफ बिजनेस लाइक रिफर बिजनेस, हाउस होल्ड शिफ्टिंग बिजनेस, liquid logistics. So profits are better and the target is to make 10% margin, PAT margin on the turnover.
Okay. Aur koi debt free status ka target aapne rakha hai company ke liye ki bhai apne
mujhe ha March 26th jab ye company 700-800 crore ka turnover hoga, so we are planning to repay the entire debt and by that time we should be debt free company.
Okay. Aur sir, jaise Nestle apna client hai पिछले जब से आप इनकॉर्पोरेट हुए हैं
जी,
अपन हर साल क्या प्राइस हाइक लेते हैं नेस्ले से?
यस, वो क्या रहता है सर, ये कॉन्ट्रैक्ट इज फॉर 1 ईयर ओनली every year there is a cost inflation around 3 to 5%. So it is a bidding system, and we are quoting our rate as per our market rate. So it is depend upon why we are getting return loads from anywhere. So we work on a profitable business only. If the rate is not good, we will leave that lane.
There's a separate cold chain division है आपका, उसके लिए आपने कोई revenue target रखा है अलग से कि अपने को इतना
इससे हाँ, अभी अभी जैसे मान लीजिए मेरा मेरे ख्याल से 70-80 करोड़ का turnover है, so we are planning to make it double in the next year से.
Next year में double करना अपने को, मतलब हाँ,
अभी 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 हम लोग जो business grow कर रहे हैं वो सिर्फ refer और दूसरे areas में कर रहे हैं, जो लोकल जो ट्रांसपोर्टेशन ड्राई ट्रांसपोर्टेशन का उसको जो प्रेजेंट में है उतना ही रखने का टारगेट है, और जो हिस्टोरिकल ग्रोथ 10-15% आती है वही है.
अच्छा, और सर कोई बड़ा विजन कंपनी के लिए अगले 5-10 साल के लिए आप कहाँ देखते हैं कंपनी को 10 साल बाद?
अगले 5 साल में तो ये 5 साल में तो 1000 करोड़ के अंदर अंदर लेके जाना है इसको. और 5 साल के बाद जब मार्केट में क्या है, लॉजिस्टिक्स का बिजनेस बहुत अच्छा अवेलेबल है, एंड 2-3 लाख करोड़ की मार्केट है. सो 1000-2000 करोड़ का बिजनेस करना कोई बड़ी बात नहीं होती. जब हम 20% से ग्रो करते हैं तो आज मान लो मैं 500 पे करता हूँ तो 600 कर पाता हूँ. जब 1000 करोड़ का होगा तो उसमें 200-200 करोड़ बढ़ के 3 साल में डबल होने लगेगा. फिर तो मान लीजिए अगर हम अभी 3-4 साल के बाद 1000 करोड़ की बात कर रहे हैं तो अगले 10 साल में वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट 2500-3000 करोड़ टर्नओवर.
ठीक है, थैंक यू वेरी मच.
थैंk you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and 1 on your phone now. We have a question from the line of Anurag Agrawal from Agrawal Analytical Investment. Please go ahead.
So one last question from my side. Sir, in one of the events held in 2017 or 18, conducted by Sixth Sense Fund, we had forecasted that we'll reach a turnover of 500 CR by about FY 2021, I think so. And obviously there was COVID in between, but it's been like now it's FY 2024. What were other reasons which affected our goal, or like why we weren't able to reach that target?
Yeah, actually the major reason was COVID only. 2 years was very bad, but if you see our turnover, we have maintained during the COVID year also. So 2 years was very bad. That was only effect in that turnover only. Otherwise, it is your business is going well. We are adding the customers and adding the warehouse, adding fleet, and overall improvement is going on. So now the time has come after this 5 years has completed. So now we will grow by 20-30% year on year.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Drashti Shah from Blue Lotus Capital Advisors LLP. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah. Good afternoon, ma'am.
Yeah. I had joined in late, so my questions might have been repetitive. So the question relates to how much capex are we estimating to buy new vehicles, because we are venturing into newer value-added segments like liquid transportation and packers and moves and all. So what is the capex that we are estimating for the new vehicle addition?
So ma'am, we are trying to take maximum vehicle on the lease only, as we are launching one scheme in our company, driver to owner. So around 20 crore investment, it will come from the driver side, where we are giving the comfort to them for the business. And around 10 crore investment may be there from our side, where the new type of business and new type of vehicles with the commitment from the companies. What we are doing in our company, we are not investing any money in warehouse or in trucking or containerized business until we get the alloy from the customer. So if we get the business from the customer, only then we are investing. Otherwise, we are not investing. And target is for next 1 or 2 years only for 10-5 crore rupees only. Maximum, we are going for the light asset model.
Okay. And could you just give an idea about what might be a revenue share from warehousing since we were adding an additional warehouse also recently? And what is the contribution from warehousing segment?
So our target is to make it double. Now we are around 8 lakh sq ft. Their target is to make 20 lakh sq ft in next 3 years. So the revenue will be around 125% more as of now.
So what is it right now? I mean, I'm asking if you have given the revenue, segment revenue of your current.
Himanshu ji, kitna hai revenue warehouse ka abhi?
Yes. So it is approximately 25 crore at present, or like FY24, we will be having 25 crore from warehousing. So with the double, it would be roughly 50 crore next year.
Okay. And there also we had a tie-up with the Indian Rail government and Indian Railways for new lines and all. So any kind of major revenue coming from Indian Rails as of now? I mean, sorry, from the railway segment.
Yeah, we are having another 5-6 trains as of now, and we are talking to railways to add some more lanes, like from Gujarat to Assam, there is no train as of now for the cargo. So we are talking to railways, and we are expecting 3-2 more trains adding in next 6 month time.
So do we have any significant revenue coming from railways now as of like this FY23 end and new first half?
We are expecting around 110 crores from this year.
So then this year. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. As there are no further questions, I now hand over the conference to Mr. Bhavik Vaghela from Kirin Advisors Private Limited for closing comments. Over to you.
Thank you for joining the con call of EVG Logistics Limited. If you have any queries, you can write us at info@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the con call.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.